As the Pacific Northwest booms, it's using a lot of concrete to make buildings, roads, and other infrastructure. And making all of that concrete is a big part of our carbon footprint. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill set out to see what concrete production would look like in a low-carbon world.
Yet another building with 400 offices, first-floor retail space, and underground parking is going up in Seattle's South Lake Union. One of the primary ingredients for the building is concrete. As each truck empties, a new one pulls up. That's a truckload of concrete every 5 minutes. Just a few blocks away, on the ninth floor of an office building made, in part, of concrete, I met with Pete Erickson, a researcher at the Stockholm Environment Institute Seattle office.
Even in a super low-carbon pathway for the world, we need cement.
Cement is basically the glue that holds concrete together.
We need to build buildings. We need to build light rail lines. The question really becomes, how do you make that cement?
The only cement plant in Washington is in South Seattle. Ash Grove makes one-third of the cement used in Washington. Its kilns dominate the skyline by the port of Seattle, and it also contributes an outsized chunk to Seattle's carbon footprint. The plant accounts for 10% of the city's greenhouse gas emissions.
10% from one source, that's a big amount.
The chemical reaction that turns limestone into cement releases CO2. The other half of Ash Grove's emissions comes from heating up its kilns. The plant burns coal, tires, and other fuels. Environmentalists are worried about the carbon that's coming out of Ash Grove's smokestacks, but the people who live near the plant are worried about something else.
The fumes, the smell.
Paulina Lopez has lived in South Seattle for 12 years, and she works with a local nonprofit on air quality. Ash Grove releases particulate matter, sulfur dioxide, and other pollutants into the air.
Sometimes it smells like burning. Sometimes it smells like rubber. It does make you wonder, if you're doing the right thing with your family by exposing them to this.
Lopez's youngest child, a 4-year-old, has respiratory problems. He's not alone. Asthma rates are high in South Seattle, and bad air quality can trigger asthma attacks.
South Seattle, it's where most people of color live. We have a history of immigrants. We have more than 300 industries around us. That's an environmental justice issue.
Ash Grove declined many requests for interviews or comment, but the company's vice president of environmental affairs, Curtis Leslie, defended the plant in comments to the Department of Ecology in 2016. He argued the Ash Grove plant in Seattle is much greener than most cement plants because only about half the fuel it burns is coal. Petroleum products like tires make up the other half. Pete Erickson with the Stockholm Environment Institute again.
It's not a bad thing that the cement plant is in Seattle. In fact, it could be a good thing to not have climate catastrophe. Cement is one of those things that we're going to have to figure out. Let's have Ash Grove, let's have Seattle be a leader in figuring out how to do that.
Erickson says the government could help encourage Ash Grove to be more efficient and to burn less coal. Maybe a carbon tax or a carbon cap. Or requiring construction firms to buy low-carbon cement could create market pressure. Erickson says any of that would give Ash Grove the incentive to innovate.
It could upgrade to a more efficient technology. It could use natural gas instead of coal. It could capture that CO2 as it's exiting the smokestack and turn it back into something else, even cement itself.
All of that would mean burning less coal and fewer tires, which would, in turn, help clean up South Seattle's air. That's what Paulina Lopez would like to see. She says her husband wants to leave South Seattle to find cleaner air to breathe.
Until I see a big change, something that I feel very proud, I don't want to leave.
Lopez wants cleaner air right here in South Seattle. I'm Eilish O'Neill reporting.